Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be highlighting what, in our opinion, is the most undervalued subnet on BitTensor. Now, if you've been following us for a while, we've called out subnets that have done 100%, 500%, 1,000%, and more. And it's important to look at the infrastructure players in BitTensor, which are at low valuations, and this is the one.
We say this is undervalued because we understand what is being built. We understand where BitTensor is headed. We understand a lot of things about the BitTensor ecosystem. And when you look at the chart, it hasn't been performing as well as a lot of other subnets. Whatever the reason is for that, I don't really care because we tend to look for projects that people tend to overlook. In this case, we have a protocol, a subnet, that is currently 29th ranked in terms of emissions and is sitting somewhere around a $4 to $5 million market cap. But they are one of the OG subnets. They have been around for a long time. They registered as a subnet in May 2024, back when the subnets first came online. Mm-hmm. So the fact they're still kicking around, they're still doing things, they're backed by some of the biggest names in the industry, which we will reveal in this episode. This is a subnet that cannot be slept on, and I think now is the time to really, really be looking at it.
100%. So look, we're not going to keep you guys waiting. You've probably heard of this name before on this show because we've been talking about it for a while. Things are really starting to heat up right now. We're talking about Sturdy Finance. But in this episode, we're really going to be focusing specifically on the subnet token. So in the past, we've talked about the Sturdy ERC token, but we're all about BitTensor on this show, and BitTensor is all about the subnet alpha tokens. So we're talking about subnet 10. So at time of recording, the Sturdy subnet is only a $4 million market cap. This is extremely undervalued. Now, quickly, we'll talk about the chart, why we think it's undervalued. When subnets launch, a lot of the time, you're going to see down only for a significant period of time. And that's just how it goes. But would you rather us shill you a subnet token after it does a 5,000, 10,000% gain? Or would you rather us say, look, this thing is at bargain basement prices and the price is reversing? This is when we are looking to get in on opportunities like this. Now, that's just the chart. When you actually understand, one, what Sturdy Finance is building and why it's so pivotal to BitTensor, two, the other project that Sturdy is building that we're calling the backbone of the BitTensor ecosystem, and three, who is backing Sturdy Finance, it's going to blow your mind.
Okay, so you have Sturdy Protocol, which you can find at sturdy.finance, and it is powered by the Sturdy subnet, which you can find at sturdysubnet.org. And this is all about decentralized AI yield optimization. What does that mean? Well, instead of doing a manual process and trying to find certain pools to allocate your funds to, which can be very time consuming, it's manual, you're not going to see the right returns. You now have AI doing it for you. And you're going to increase your yield percentage, let's say, from 18% to 20%. That may sound like, oh, okay, great, I'm gaining a 2% competitive advantage. But when you're a big institutional player and you're dealing with $100 million, that's a $2 million per year difference. And the way the protocol works is quite revolutionary. And I think this is where we're going to start to see some big money start to pour into, especially as we get into TaoFi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so DeFi is a backbone of crypto. And we've just seen, you know, the ETH to BitTensor bridge, which is going to be being built by TaoFi. We're going to be seeing billions and billions of dollars of TVL liquidity flow into BitTensor. Now, what do people want to do with their billions of dollars? They want to optimize yield. So the Sturdy subnet lets anyone create asset allocation algorithms and use their output to control millions of dollars of real assets on chain. Miners on the subnet receive queries from the aggregator applications, and they basically make the decision for you. So to put an easy example, imagine you had $50 million or $5 million in USDC, and you see all these different lending pools, and it's like, okay, what is the most optimal strategy for me to get the most possible yield? Well, being a human, it's easy for us to make mistakes when allocating significant amounts of money across several lending protocols. That's what Sturdy does. It takes the power of the BitTensor algorithm using the miners and the validators to select the best optimization and allocation across multiple lending pools. So you could take that 50 million and say, look, okay, 10 million in pool A, 10 million in pool B, 15 million in pool C, and whatever, the rest in pool D. But you would have, it would have taken you so long to figure out the best optimization strategy if you didn't have the BitTensor AI algorithm doing it for you. And this is very attractive to people that have big money because, as you mentioned, the difference in a couple of percent on a millions of dollars is actually very significant.
Yeah. In your example, it might, the miners might figure out actually, hey, no. You don't want to put 15 million in pool A. You want to have 25 million in pool A, and you only want to have 2 million in pool B. You know, so it's when it sends that back, when the miners send that data back to the validators, it then feeds into the Sturdy protocol. And when you've already, if you've allocated those assets, automatically now you're getting that extra 2% boost. Mm-hmm. So there's some comparison on the website. So the average subnet 10 APY versus benchmarks, so that's DAI, DAI savings mm-hmm. rate, and the USDC APR on Aave, S10 is producing 8% versus DAI's 2.8 and USDC's APR on Aave at 2.6. Mm. It's smashing the benchmarks, man.
Yep.
And it seems like literally a lot of these projects in the BitTensor ecosystem are smashing benchmarks.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's absolutely huge. So the other question a lot of people, I think, when you dig into what people are saying on X, is like, okay, how do you generate revenue? How are you going to be creating, you know, money for the people who are investing or allocating Tau for the alpha? Mm-hmm. And instead of just relying on the emissions, what they're actually doing is they take a share of the yield for aggregators that are using the subnet. So what if they can create better spreads, Sturdy is actually going to keep generating a lot more money, especially as we've seen total value locked is going up. The amount of users allocated is going up. Mm-hmm. You know, I think what they reached like 300 million or so, close to 300 million in total user assets allocated.
It's really impressive. So look, I think we've covered why specifically we think the Sturdy subnet is going to perform very well. They've built the most impressive AI asset allocation DeFi platform in BitTensor. And the price is absolutely bottomed out. I mean, $4 million for a subnet token. We think this is an easy 10x from here. And here's the best part. Not only if you are buying the Sturdy subnet token right now, which of course is not financial advice. This is just, I'm buying Sturdy right now. It's a low price. The extra incentive to own Sturdy right now is that there is an airdrop coming. So when we mentioned that Sturdy was building the backbone and infrastructure play in BitTensor, that's also separate from actual Sturdy. So Sturdy, the Sturdy team is building a project called TauFi, which we've covered on the show before, but we'll briefly go over again. TauFi is basically going to be a DeFi backbone for BitTensor, almost like the Uniswap for subnet alpha tokens. Right now, if you want to buy, sell, trade subnet alpha tokens, you kind of have to do it on a TauStat. It's a little bit clunky. It's not like integrated. It's not in the wallet. It bugs out sometimes. There's like a lot of stuff. It's a very early days platform. What we're looking for is an easy, like a Uniswap for Bitcoin, for BitTensor. We want the Uniswap for BitTensor, and that is what TauFi is doing. And if you buy Sturdy, if you hold the Sturdy subnet token, you are eligible for the TauFi token airdrop.
Yeah, I mean, this can all sound quite confusing, so I'll just break it down for you one more time, make it a little bit easier to understand. You have the Sturdy protocol, which leverages the Sturdy subnet and all the AI algorithms and the miners and the validators and all that stuff. But you have the brainchild and the team behind Sturdy building TauFi, and TauFi is going to leverage the subnet Sturdy for, you know, whatever they have. I mean, we're not the developers, mm-hmm. and we can't say to what how they're going to integrate Sturdy, but they are going to leverage Sturdy in TauFi, and TauFi is being considered the financial layer for decentralized AI, and it's going to, the way it's framed is it's going to be actually used by a lot of AI agents because the current infrastructure is not particularly set up quite well for AI agents. This is going to allow AI agents to really interact within an AI ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And because of TauFi, users and agents can now bridge USDC from Ethereum to the BitTensor EVM and start using the first stablecoin, Tau USD, which is very impressive. You can also earn interest on your Tau with STAU. And then you can swap and provide liquidity, you know, the Tau USD and the STAU liquidity pools. So there's a lot of, I guess, DeFi features that Sturdy is going to be bringing to BitTensor that is very native to Ethereum-based dApps and all that we're really familiar with.
Yep.
And the fact that TauFi is backed by Barry Silbert's digital currency group, you know, that says a lot to me. And also the fact that the Sturdy protocol is also backed by, the subnet is backed by Yuma Group, mm-hmm. which is also backed by Barry Silbert.
Yeah.
And then you have the Sturdy protocol itself, which is backed by Y Combinator, Pantera, KuCoin and Ventures. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of backing behind, I think, the whole Sturdy like ecosystem, if you will.
Yeah.
It's very, very impressive.
And that's the final piece I wanted to mention. So first we detailed why we think the Sturdy protocol, the Sturdy subnet itself is so undervalued. Then we said, look, the incentive to hold the Sturdy token right now, the Alpha token, to get the TauFi airdrop is amazing because I think TauFi could be one of the biggest projects on BitTensor. Mm. And three is the backing, right? So not only is Sturdy one of the select subnets that's being incubated and accelerated by the Yuma Group, by Barry Silbert, and TauFi as well in turn, but you look at Pantera, you look at them going through Y Combinator, you look at all the big names that have backed Sturdy Finance from the very start. This is a mega-backed project. You see Barry Silbert. Barry Silbert is now starting to publicly shill BitTensor. He did that interview with Raoul Paul from Real Vision saying, look, BitTensor is going to be the next big thing. That was one of the main reasons that we've been so bullish on BitTensor from the start is we've seen the backing behind it. And look, we've talked about this a lot. USA-based crypto is going to outperform. Sturdy Finance is a USA-based crypto. There's not a lot of USA-based parts of the BitTensor ecosystem, and I think when you start to see big money flowing into USA-based projects because of the clear regulation that the Trump administration is setting in, I think big money is going to flow towards legit-backed projects in the USA like Sturdy Finance. So the combination of the protocol being amazing, it being undervalued, BitTensor tailwinds, the TauFi airdrop, the USA backing, Barry Silbert, like there's so many things that can send Sturdy from a $4 million market cap to a $40 million market cap to a $400 million market cap. Does this see $1 billion? Like I wouldn't count it out.
Yeah, no, this is an absolute gem. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. If there's anything we missed, let us know in the comments because there's a lot of smart people in the BitTensor ecosystem. You know, it's very impressive what they're all doing. So, you know, we're trying to learn all the time ourselves. So let us know in the comments and then tune into the next episode.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.